got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in the parables?
今天的信心经文是在马太福音13章1到9节。当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说：有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土基不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的，就应当听。感谢神的话语。
Well, folks, we start a new series of sermons today, and I thought it'd be good just for us all to be together.
好，我们今天开始一个新的讲道系列。我们所以说开始之前，我们先大家再一起聚一次。
If you remember, the last series that Eisen and I did in Matthew's Gospel was essentially about our eyes.
如果大家还记得，我和爸爸在上一次我们这个讲章，我们的中心呢是关于我们的眼睛，我们的视野。
Through our studies in the Sermon on the Mount, we saw how Jesus encouraged his new disciples to let God open their eyes to the invisible reality of the kingdom of heaven.
我们在这个登山宝训上，我们学到哈，耶稣让他的门徒们能够开他们的眼睛，能够看到这个上帝的国，虽然看不见，但是仍然能够用心可以去体会。
Now today we begin a new series of sermons, but we stay in Matthew's Gospel.
我们今天开始马太福音的13章，但是我们这是一个新的系列。
In Matthew 13 are 7 parables.And we will see in these 7 parables how Jesus wants to take the disciples that have gathered together around him one step further in their understanding.
在十三章里面一共有7个比喻，我们可以看到耶稣怎么样在通过这7个比喻让他的门徒往上面更进一步。
He wants to connect their eyes with their hearts.
他要他们的眼睛和他们的心连在一起。
He wants them to understand that following him is not merely about seeing the kingdom of heaven, it's also about feeling the kingdom of heaven.
他知道我们这个天国不只是用眼睛来看，而且是用心去体会的。
Now I know that emotions aren't a popular subject in the church today.
我们知道我们今天教会里面很少讲关于这个人的心情。
Many of us are afraid of our emotions.
我们很多人害怕说心情。
We're afraid that we'll become too emotional.
我们害怕是介入太多的情感。
Many of us would prefer to have a faith that stays in the head and only occasionally touches the heart.
我们只是希望这个信仰呢，只是脑袋里面的信仰，很少让信仰和心连在一起。
But the fact is, Jesus won't allow this.
但是耶稣却是要相反的。
Christianity is a holistic faith. That is, Jesus wants our whole being to be touched by His love, including our emotions.
我们这个基督教涉及人的全部的方面啊，不只是我们的眼睛，而且还有我们的心去体会我们的信仰。
Just last week, Kim and I spent 3 days in a conference in New York City.
那么上一期，巴特和他的太太在纽约，他们参加一个特会。
It was entitled "Emotionally Healthy Spirituality."
这个会议的题目呢，就是从情感上有一种健康的灵命。
Wonderful.
非常的好。
What I learned through these 3 days is that there is no way that we can have an authentically healthy spirituality without having, at the same time, an authentically healthy emotional life.
讲到呢，我们不能只是说是这个灵命上的提高，只是从灵命上没有，只是从认识上，而没有从这个情感上去介入。
I think it's sad that the church has overlooked this truth.
但是很可惜，我们教会常常忽略到这一方面。
In 1997, a movie came out entitled The Apostle.
97年的时候有一部电影，这个名字我们中文翻译叫《来自天上的声音》。
The central character, the Reverend Sonny Dewey, has a deep passion for Jesus.
里面的男主角，这个叫桑尼的牧师呢，对耶稣有深深的感情。
He travels throughout rural Texas, leading men and women to a genuine faith in profound and astonishing ways.
他不只是在美国是德州的偏远的地方去传教，而且他有医治的大能力。
But it's not long before we see that there's a darker side to Sonny's life.
但后来却看见在桑尼的生命中有黑暗的一面。
It turns out that Sonny is also a womanizer, a drunkard, and out of his deep and unresolved anger, he becomes a murderer.
尽管呢，他是一个很好的基督徒，但是他玩弄女性或者酗酒，后来因为无法排解心中的这种愤怒，他甚至还杀了人。
So although Sonny is a visibly zealous man for Christ, genuinely so, he's got a very disturbed and confused heart.
所以看起来对耶稣是蛮有热情，但是他里面的心非常的困惑。
Many people in the church today are just like Sonny, although not so obvious.
我们教会里面是不是也是有像桑尼一样的人？虽然表面上看起来不是这样。
Let me give you a few examples. How often have you heard of a dynamic and gifted preacher, me, who was horrible husband and a horrible parent? Hopefully not me.
你们常常听说过一个有活力的、有恩赐的一个牧师呢，但是却是一个糟糕的丈夫或者爸爸。
How often have youseen incredibly astute parish counselors who behave at home with insecurity and defensiveness in their personal interactions.
或者说一个非常机敏的我们一个理事会成员呢，在外面就不会和人打交道。
How often have we heard of really sincere prayer warriors who get on their knees day after day, but behind the scenes are critical and judgmental of others?
或者看起来一个外表非常热爱祷告的人，在背后呢却是一个很尖酸刻薄的喜欢论断别人的人。
How often have you heard of those who are zealous to do things around the church, get so excited about all sorts of activities around the church, who show so little energy to help their spouse at home with the chores?
或者你看到有些人在教堂里面非常热衷于做各种事情，参加各种活动。但是呢，在家里面却不愿意去帮助太太或先生做家务。
How often have you heard of church members who publicly show great cooperation in church matters? Everybody's in, everybody's agreeing, but secretly they're causing division and dissension, and they're white-anting and undermining everything that the church does.
或者说，看到一些人呢，表面上在教会里面非常的合作，跟很多人都合得来，但是呢。私底下呢，却是挑弄是非。
The Bible calls this hypocrisy.
圣经里面讲了，这是假冒伪善。
And hypocrisy is basically when the emotional state of our heart is out of sync with the things that we say and believe.
当我们的内心活动和外部的活动不一致，这就是假冒伪善。
And you know what? It's a problem in every single church.
这问题是每一个教堂都有这样的问题。
Indeed.It's a problem in every single Christian.
我们或者说每一个基督徒都有这样的问题。
We're all, to some degree, hypocrites.
我们呢，从某些层面上讲，我们或多或少都有点假冒伪善。
Just think about your own life for a moment.
我们现在想想你自己吧。
Wouldn't you admit that to some degree you've been a hypocrite?
你同不同意？有的时候呢，你就是一个伪君子。
Haven't you, one time or another, said something with your lips?But felt totally, entirely different with your heart.
你有没有的时候呢？你嘴上说一套，心里面想另一套。
Well, I have.
我们就有。
Has there been any time in your life when your outward actions collided with what's going deep on your inside your heart?
我说有的时候你的外面的行为和你的内心深处都会发生碰撞。
Mine have.
我就有。
As I said, hypocrisy is a problem in the church.
你会同意吗？这种伪善的问题在每一个教堂都存在。
And the problem starts with me.
这问题都是从我们开始。
It starts with my heart.
从我们的心开始。
Now that's why today we're starting a series of sermons on the parables of the four soils.
所以我们今天呢，我们这个 讲到的系列开始呢，我们讲说四种土壤。
In this parable, Jesus uses the image of four different soils to describe four different types of hearts that are generally found in the people who come to him.
所以耶稣发现呢，到他面前的人呢，基本上会可以根据他们这个心呢。新的心态可以分成四类人。
The fact is, we all come to Jesus with our own emotional baggage.
其实我们每一个到耶稣面前的人，我们都有一种情感上面的负担。
And here's the point. Although the seed that Jesus offers to us, that he scatters on the soils, namely the healing word of God's kingdom, although that word is always the same, and although he scatters that seed equally on every human heart, the sad fact is that we all respond to the seed a little differently.
尽管说撒下去上帝的话是一个种子，那么上帝这个种子话撒下去的时候是完全一样的，但是可惜因为我们的心地不一样，我们对上帝的话对这个种子的接纳程度就不一样。
We respond according to the emotional state of our hearts.
我们都是根据我们的心态来回应。
Look at the four soils that Jesus describes.
所以我们看这四种土壤。
The first soil we might call the hard-hearted soil.
第一种心呢，说很硬。
Although God's word of love and grace falls on this heart, it's so emotionally hard that the seed can't sink in.
那好像一种很硬的土壤一样。那当上帝爱和恩典的话语落在这种土壤上面呢，就扎不下根。
As Jesus says in the parable, after a short time, the Satan comes and snatches that seed away.
说圣经里面讲，没有多久呢，撒旦就把种子给抓去了。
I think Jesus is very clear about what he's talking about. There are people in this world who sincerely come to Jesus, but because they have such hardened hearts, they cannot receive his word of love, his word of grace, and his embrace.
所以耶稣说得很清楚，那么这些人来到他的面前，可惜因为心很硬，不能够接纳他爱和恩典的话语。
The Pharisees were like this.
法利赛人就像这样。
Even though these religious leaders were known for their devotion to the law of Moses, and even though they kept the law, they kept it with cold and hardened hearts.
就算这些宗教领袖对摩西的律法充满热情，他们却是用一种冷却的、坚硬的心来守律法。
And so when Jesus came along, they were interested in what he had to say. They even called him rabbi and teacher, but they wouldn't let his love touch their emotions.
当耶稣出现，他们对耶稣的说教非常感兴趣，甚至管耶稣叫老师、叫拉比，但是却不容许耶稣的爱来触动他们的情感。
Jesus points this out as he quotes from the Old Testament in verse 15 and says, "For this people's heart has become calloused."
所以在耶稣在第十五节说呢，说他们这些人的他们的心呢，好像叫油蒙了心。
I watched a movie on the airplane coming back from the United States about a young woman who had a traumatic childhood. Her mother died when she was still very young, and her father was emotionally distant.
我们巴士在飞机上看了一个电影，这个影片里面一个年轻的女孩有一个非常不幸的童年，她的妈妈很年轻去世了，她的爸爸呢在情感上又跟她很远。
And so as a result, this young woman had such a hardened heart.That even when a nice young man makes loving gestures to her, she cannot receive them.
结果这个女孩的心很硬，后来有一个非常好的小伙子向她表白，但是她却不接受。
The same thing can be true of us with Jesus.
就像我们对耶稣一样。
We can go to church, we can say our prayers, we can read the Bible, we can put money in the offertory box, but without any emotional connection to Jesus.
我们来教堂，我们祷告，我们读圣经，我们甚至把钱丢到奉献箱里面，但是却跟耶稣没有感情联系。
We follow the law like the Pharisees. We do all the right things, but our hearts are cold and distant.
我们做的事情都是很对的，但是可惜我们的心是硬的，是冷的，是有距离的。
In fact, it's possible that sometimes we can convince ourselves that God doesn't want our emotions.
事实上我们有的时候还说服自己呢，说上帝不要我们的情感。
He doesn't want our sadness or our anger or our grief or our discouragement. It's too hard for him. He'd rather us hide all those things.
说上帝不想看见我们难过，我们生气，或者我们有郁闷的时候，我们把这东西都隐藏起来。
We can even tell ourselves that emotions are bad.
我们甚至说啊，说情感是不好的。
We should hide them from God.
我们应当从上帝把他们藏起来。
But if you read this parable correctly, what you'll notice is that Jesus wants your emotions.
但是你如果读这段经文的话，里面讲耶稣要的是我们的情感。
He wants our hearts.
他要的是我们的心。
He doesn't want us to be like the Pharisees.
他要我们不像法利赛人一样。
Instead, he wants to wrap us in his arms, that we might feel his love.
他要好像用胳膊来环绕我们，让我们感觉到他的爱。
Like the seed penetrating into the soil, he wants us to be emotionally penetrated by his word of the kingdom of heaven, where God's love and grace flow freely.
就好像种子在土壤里面扎根一样，他要从天国里面这个话语呢，从情感上进入到我们的心里面，上帝的爱和恩典呢才可以畅通。
Now I'm going to stop here for a second.
那我们安静一小会儿。
Unlike most sermons, I don't want to just keep talking.
啊，我们讲到呢，不要一直在讲。
Let's take a quiet moment to examine our hearts. Is your heart cold? Is it hard?
我们来省察一下我们的心，我们的心是不是冷啊？是不是硬的
？Are you like a Pharisee？
你是不是像法利赛人一样
？Has your heart been hardened to the emotional aspects of God's love flowing down to us in Jesus Christ？
你的心有没有变得很硬？上帝的爱和耶稣的爱都没有办法流入进去。
Let's take a moment to just close your eyes and pray。
所以花一点点时间，我们把眼睛闭上，我们祷告。
If you recognize your heart is hard and cold, then let's pray that Jesus will break it open.
如果醒察到，如果我们的心是硬的，是冷的，我们希望耶稣把它软化。
That he will open the soil of your hard heart, that you might now receive emotionally his love.
他让我们的心变成好的土壤，可以从情感上来接纳上帝的爱。
This is what he wants for you.
这是耶稣要我们做的。
In my mind, I hear the song we just sang. How could it be?
像我们刚才都会有种感觉，就像这刚我们唱的歌一样，何等恩典。
Maybe you're asking that question. How could it be that you would care for me?
说你可能也是在想，这是何等的恩典。
Open your heart.
我们把我们的心敞开。
We thank you, Jesus, that you hear our prayer and that we can have new hearts, fresh hearts, hearts that are alive emotionally to you.
我们感谢耶稣，你把我们的心软化，让我们从情感上和你有联系。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a second type of heart that Jesus talks about in today's parable, and we could call it the shallow heart.
还有耶稣讲到第二种心呢。像浅薄的土层一样。
This is what Jesus meant when he talked about the shallow soil.
他说心像浅的土层一样。
Now I think it's clear that what Jesus is talking about here is people who live life on an emotionally superficial level.
说耶稣说的这种人呢，情感只是流于表面。
In other words, there's no depth.
或者没有深度。
And so they prefer what I would call a froth and bubble type of religion.Rather than a deep reflective faith.
他们喜欢像泡沫一样的信仰，而不是一种有深度、有影响力的信仰。
They love to get excited by a lot of hype.
他们对这些新鲜的东西会感到很兴奋。
When people like this first come to faith and hear about the kingdom of heaven and about how God loves them and Jesus Christ, well, of course, there's a lot of emotional excitement. I was like that.
说当他们第一次听到天国的福音的时候，上帝的爱说通过耶稣来到，他们听到之后也是非常非常的兴奋。
It is so exciting to become born again, to have a new faith, a relationship with Jesus.
你一听到、哦、我说我可以重生了，我可以跟耶稣与建立和好的关系了，当然非常高兴。
It's so exciting that you're at church every night trying to get more of what you originally experienced or tasted. You're there for every program, every seminar, every guest speaker. You're there almost 24/7 trying to experience more of the love of Jesus.
你就盼望去经历去更多，你教会里面每一个活动你参加，每一个查经班都参加，各种大小的这种事情你都愿意，这个时候都愿意去参加。
There's nothing wrong with this.
错倒没有什么错。
I was like this.
我也曾经这样。
In fact, it's part of my, if I like, if my emotional nature, my makeup, the way I've been constructed by God.
这是我的个性呢，就是这个样子的。
See, I'm a person who loves exciting things, new adventures, new ideas.
是我喜欢新的东西，新的冒险，新的想法。
You'll know a lot about me if you know that I love jazz, for example.
如果了解他的话，他喜欢，比方说爵士乐。
Jazz always changes; it never stays the same.
因为爵士乐总是在变化。
I love new and exciting activities and challenges.
我喜欢新奇的活动，喜欢冒险的运动。
And the opposite side of that is that I can easily get bored with old ways of doing things.
但是这种老的方法哈，不一会儿就会让我厌倦。
If I was younger, I'd be one of the YOLO crowd. You only live once. Do everything you can right now.
如果说爸说如果是我现在还年轻的话、啊、我就会跟从这个口号，这个、口号的意思哈、啊，说你只活一次。
But this can be very superficial.
但是这都是很肤浅的东西。
Always running to something new, always trying to find a new experience without ever taking time to really reflect on who you are.
总是在追逐新的东西，想捕捉新的体验，但是呢，却没有时间来思考。
Life is far more than hype and excitement.
生活远远不只是。天花乱坠的这种兴奋。
Life involves reflection and patience and hardship and even suffering.
生活呢要包括思考，要耐心，还甚至磨难。
Life is about commitment, going the distance, faithfulness, endurance.
生活要坚持，要忠实，要忍耐。
In fact, these are the things that really make our hearts grow deeply in emotional ways.
就这些东西才真正的让我们的心才在情感深处生长。
It helps us to force the roots to go down deeper than ever before.
会让我们的这个根呢向下扎得很深。
You see, in the end, froth and bubble religion won't take you very far.
这泡沫式的信仰走不了多远。
Let me again mention the conference we went to in New York City.
我再谈谈我在纽约参加的特会。
A whole section of that conference was dedicated to finding ways to renew and deepen our emotional connection with God.
这个特会里面有很大的一部分要我们寻找说更新或者是加深我们和上帝感情联系的渠道。
The leaders of this conference spoke about keeping the Sabbath, for example, or making time through each day to pray, or having a whole day each month reserved for contemplation and prayer all by yourself.
但比方说他们说到说你要遵守安息日，你要每天要花固定的时间来祷告，甚至每个月呢要拿出一天的时间专门来思考。
Do you want a shallow heart?
但是肤浅的心你知道是怎么样
的吗？ Or do you want a deep heart?
你是要肤浅的心，你还是要一种有深度的心？
As the parable makes clear, a shallow heart will only lead us to emotional burnout.
这个比喻里面告诉我们，一种肤浅的心呢，只会让我们的情感最后耗尽。
Look at verse 6. Verse 6 says, When the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root.
而第六节里面怎么讲呢？他说，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
Take a moment to reflect on your heart.
我们再花一点时间来反思我们的心。
Are you a shallow Christian?
你是不是一个肤浅的基督徒？
Always looking for something new, something exciting.
你是不是总是在寻找新鲜？
Are your spiritual roots only planted superficially in Christ?
你这种灵命的根呢，是不是只是流于表面？
Do you want to grow them deeper?
你想不想让它再扎得深一点？
Pray that Jesus will deepen the soil of your shallow heart, that you might start putting your roots down in Him in a deeper.Understanding of the depths of His love.
所以我们祷告耶稣呢，会加深我们心的这个土壤，让上帝的话像种子一样的把根扎得更深一些。
This is what Paul was talking about in Colossians chapter 2.
保罗在哥罗西书第二章就是这样讲的。
So then, he writes, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, probably with excitement and a lot of zeal, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, overflowing with thankfulness.
里面说好说，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Take a moment to pray.
我们花一点点时间，我们祷告。
Lord, bring depth to my shallow heart.
上帝啊，让我们的心不要流于表面。
Give me time to rest in you.
给我时间，让我在你里面休息。
Help me to place my roots deeply in your love.
让我们的心在你的爱里面扎更深的根。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a third type of soil in this parable, and we might call it the crowded heart soil.
还有什么第三种心？我们把这种心叫做挤住的心。
Soil choked by weeds and thorns.
就好像土壤里面是长满了荆棘和杂草。
And although the word of the kingdom of heaven may come into this crowded heart and take root, it will never be able to compete with all the worries and cares that are already there.
尽管这个天国的话语进入心里面了，却不能克服我们所那些担忧、那些困扰。
Again, Jesus is talking about the emotional state of the heart. And in this heart, the emotions are so overwhelmed that in the end, the word of God's love and grace gets choked out.
所以一个人呢，在心里面呢，事情太多，心里面的心事太多，最后上帝的话语呢，被挤住了。
My sister-in-law in Pittsburgh has an emotionally crowded heart.
然后我的弟妹呢，在美国一个地方叫匹兹堡啊，她的心里面有种很复杂的情感。
She knows it.
她知道。
Although she was raised as a Catholic with a very sincere faith in God.She is also a person who tries to please everyone all the time.
虽然她是一个很虔诚的天主教徒，但是她总是想让周围每一个人都高兴。
She has no boundaries.
她没有界限。
As a result, her heart is burdened by all sorts of cares and worries that God calls her not to carry, but she can't help herself.
结果呢，她的心里面被各种担忧、被各种顾虑充满。
Particularly the worry of my brother, who's an alcoholic.
啊，特别是说我弟弟呢，喜欢酗酒。
And even though they're divorced, she keeps going back to him.
哪怕他们已经离婚了，但是呢，他的弟妹也总是会去找他。
She's constantly hearing the voices of pressure on her life, crowding her life out. Even the voice of her own inadequacy, which shouts so loudly at her that she can no longer hear the voice of Jesus.Who speaks words of love and care over her?
她的心里面总是充斥着各种的声音，总是给她施加各种的压力。这种声音又多又乱了，到一个地步，她最后哪怕她自己明明知道她的这些想法都是不对的，都是不充分的，但是呢，这个时候她已经听不到耶稣的声音了。
Her heart, her emotional self, is so crowded with worry and fear.That the ceiling of God's love has been literally crushed within her.
说他的心呢，被这些困扰、被这些担忧都给挤住了。上帝撒的爱的种子在里面被挤住了。
There are a lot of people like my sister-in-law.
有很多人像他这样。
Are you one of them?
你是不是也像他一样
？Is your heart crowded by fears and worries?
你的心里面有没有被惧怕、被忧虑给挤住
？Perhaps all your emotional energy.Is taken by your job, which you're afraid of losing.
有可能你的这些情感的大部分都是被这些工作或者是赚钱挤住了。
Or maybe you're consumed by earning money, so much so that the tiny plant of God's love for you is being crushed inside of you.
说被这些工作或者赚钱的欲望给挤住了之后呢，上帝爱的幼苗在里面被挤死了。
Again, it's time to pray.
也是要祷告。
To pray that Jesus will take these thorns and weeds away so that his kingdom may grow and flourish inside your heart.
求上帝把你心里面这些杂草和荆棘给除去，那么上帝的国度在你心里面能够增长。
Let's take some time to pray.
我们再来祷告。
Lord, help me see my own heart.
上帝让我们看见我们自己的心。
Help me to see the things that crowd you out.
让我们看见那些把你挤出去的东西。
And liberate me from them.
上帝让我们从中得自由。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名 ，Amen.
We come now to the fourth type of heart.
最后还是第四种心。
And it's called the fruitful heart.
叫做硕果累累的心。
Jesus calls it the heart that produces a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown.
耶稣说那种土壤结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
Unlike the hard heart or the shallow heart or the crowded heart, the fruitful heart is the only heart that receives Jesus' word about the kingdom of heaven.
也不像硬的心，也不像肤浅的心，也不像被挤住的心。我这种心是接纳上帝的话。
And this heart not only rejoices in the fact of God's love, but it treasures that truth deeply, nurturing it reflectively until it overwhelms every other aspect of their lives.
我这种心不只是喜悦上帝的话，而且把真理深深地珍藏起来，养育它，直到在生命中的每一个层面都表露出来。
Take notice that this is the only heart that can bear fruit.
所以你注意哈，只有这种心是结出果子来的。
Now why is that?
为什么？
Because this is the only heart that is calmly confident in what God himself has done and will do.
只有这种心对上帝和他的作为有一种平静的信心。
This is the heart that rests secure in the love of Jesus Christ as understood on the cross.
而这种情感在基督的爱和圣灵的力量里面会受到保护，说看不见的天国可以在地上可以表现出来。
This is the heart that takes of the Holy Spirit's power and draws energy and knows that the invisible kingdom of heaven is being made visible evenin their own hearts.
而他知道圣灵，他知道圣灵的力量，那么这种看不见的天国他确实可以捕捉到。
This is the heart that rests in the truth that the seed of God's word is powerful and will never fail to do what God has promised it will do, to bear fruit in our lives.
这种心因为它扎根在真理里面，所以它会使上帝的话能够结出果子来。
So, in summary,This parable can be summarized or restated. The key point can be restated in this very simple way. We are called to honestly take note of the current state of our hearts.
所以我们现在总结一下，那么这个比喻的中心是我们要留意，我们要注意我们现在的心态。
Is our heart hard or shallow or crowded? If so,Let us constantly turn it over to Jesus.
如果心如果是硬的，是肤浅的，或者被挤住的，我们就把它交给耶稣。
For the fact is that only Jesus can take the unproductive soil in our hearts and transform it into good and productive soil.
只有耶稣可以把一种贫瘠的土壤，把我们的生命可以转化成好的，可以结果的土壤。
Or to put it in another way,It is only as we allow Jesus to reconnect our spiritual to our emotional selves, bringing them back together holistically, as we allow Jesus not only to open our eyes to His kingdom of love, but to open our hearts that we might feel the kingdom of His love, only then will we begin to discover a new fruitfulness in our lives that will end the hypocrisy that we have been leading.
或者说只有我们邀请耶稣把我们的情感和灵命联合起来，我不只是眼睛看见天国，而是把心敞开感到天，感受到天国，我们才可以开始在生命中结出果子来，把那些损害教会像瘟疫一样这种假冒伪善给它去掉。
It's a holistic approach to life that is found in the scriptures and yet for so long The church has been so disconnected from itself to the point of turning the world off of Jesus rather than showing them the reality of who Christ is.
而就是我们要需要整个身心的去面对耶稣，而不是把我们的啊情感向上帝隐藏起来。那么只有这个样子，我们整个人才会去接纳神的国。
He is the healer of our hearts, the healer of our emotional selves.
所以耶稣可以医治我们的情感，医治我们的心。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
With a truthful heart, Lord, I come before Thee. Open my eyes that I may see.
求上帝让我们的心敞开，让我们有一种新的心态，让我们能够看见。
With a grateful heart, I come to receive Your Spirit of humbleness and grace.
我们用感恩的心，用谦卑的心，让我们能够接纳你，接纳圣灵。
Take my heart wherever it is, Lord, and change it.
啊，无论现在我的心是怎么样的，上帝，求你改变它。
Heal my emotional being.
上帝，求你能够医治我的情感。
And integrate my heart with my mind and my soul.
啊，让我的灵魂、我的情感和我的心都能够是一致的。
That we might live without hypocrisy.But rather in a whole and beautiful way.
是我们不是一种假冒伪善的生活态度。
Heal our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name.
求上帝医治我们的心，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.